last week, we spoke to the Bakehouse Theater Company about their 2018 program, but we're going to get started a little bit early because the King's Cross Theater will be plunging showgoers into the Christmas mood early with a festive rendition of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Bobby Jean Henning is the lead performer in the show and joins us now. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Not a worry. Thanks for having me.
So while the play is, of course, about getting us into the Christmas mood, your role couldn't be much further from that. What's it like to be playing Scrooge in the play?
It's a lot of fun, actually. Yeah, it's great fun playing a grumpy old man, basically.
How does this measure up to roles you've played in the past? Is it quite different to the ones you've played before?
In most ways, I mean, I'm a young female, so it's slightly different to what I normally get cast as. Which is like the love interest ingenue type thing. But I have played King Henry VIII before, so that's pretty close to where we are with Scrooge.
But I think, I mean, acting is all about finding that common ground, right, between yourself and the character. What are the sort of parallels you've been able to draw between Scrooge and yourself to play, you know, portray him accurately on stage?
I think...
if any, I mean...
No, yeah, look, it's definitely a bit far away from myself, but I think he has such a journey throughout the show, and it really is, the show is about him changing and learning to change and the difficulty, you know, the pain that causes. Mm-hmm. When you're trying to be better or do better. Which I think most people can relate to, and I think that's a pretty a good way in, is that struggle about wanting to be your best self, but how difficult that can be.
And the difficulty sometimes, I guess, of dragging yourself out of bed it's pretty hard sometimes as well.
exactly. Just can't even get out of bed some days.
Now, do you have like a wonderful bed? Like, we'll talk about the play a little bit more in a second, but do you have a wonderful four-poster bed on stage to use as your set piece and recline in?
Well, I think if we had a four-post bed at the KXT, there would not be much room on the stage.
It's a bit of a small stage.
So we've gone with the more abstract version of that.
So there's been, obviously, Christmas Carol is something that's been done over and over, a million, quintillion times, adaptations here, there, everywhere. You know, there's a Hollywood film coming out about Charles Dickens making the Christmas Carol now. What is it about yours that makes it interesting? Like, what sets it apart? Or is it just a nice straight adaptation?
Absolutely not. we have our writer, Melissa, who's sort of adapted it. She's taken the story and pulled it apart, basically, and played with time and space and where we are and how we get there. And she's, I think, what can be difficult about the story is that it was made for a very different time when what Dickens wrote was very powerful and very affecting and not just a cute little story. It was, about a little crippled boy. It was, really had a point to make. And to current audiences, I don't think that quite reads. It is just a cute little story, but what Melissa's done is make it affecting to us, to people that know the story and people that are alive in our current climate and made it, I'd hate the word, but relevant to us. And I think affecting to a current audience.
Now, obviously, can I ask, there's like a lot of different types of adaptation. Do you stay faithful to sort of the original scripts that have been used in the past, or do you diverge quite a lot, or is it just a sort of way it's staged and the way it's kind of ordered, or is it more dialogue rewriting?
All the above.
Everything is different. Great, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Well, everything is the same and everything is different, I think, is the most honest way to put it.
Mm-hmm. And you're doing this with the lies and propaganda. Which obviously is not, the greatest for Christmas messages, but what's the story behind the Lies and Propaganda Theatre Company?
Well, so that's run by Michael Dean, who is our director, and Jasper Gore, who is our assistant director, and that's their company. And they do a lot of work, a lot of devised work, which this process has been quite devised within the company and working with Melissa from Dickens' original story. So that's the sort of work that they do, and also working with trying to make powerful theatre, I think, is important to them.
And if you're just joining us, I'm speaking to Bobby Jean Henning, who's playing Scrooge in a rendition of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol at the King's Cross Theatre Company this December. And I was wondering, what's your favorite moment then of that story? Because the story has a lot of, you know, highs and lows and lots of twists and turns. There's a lot of really great moments, especially in my personal favorite rendition, which is the Muppet one. With the, you know, the two cinema goers who, you know, who are there and be like, ah, heckling everyone. What's your favorite moment kind of on stage to play, or like what do you find hard to play?
I think my favorite moment is
pick one that's real good.
Yeah,
favorite's hard. I mean, they're all favorites,
but I love when when he meets the third ghost, Christmas Future, and the end of that, when he just is at his wit's end, and he can't go any lower. This doesn't give too much away, but that's my favorite part to play, when it's just like there is no hope left, which is.
Yeah. And I think I just want to go back briefly to when you mentioned kind of making the message a bit more, like making it more than just like a cute Christmas story that we kind of go, this is a nice sort of thing. How important is it to kind of make a sort of message or kind of bring back that meaning to this story that's kind of, I guess, lost a lot of it over the years?
Yeah, I think it's very important. I mean, obviously it's got to be a fun experience, and the point of theatre should, you know, you want to entertain the audience, and I think that's core to what we've done. But that's why Dickens wrote the story in the first place, was to get his readers to try and make some, just think about the decisions that they make, and I think stay true to what Dickens created is to do that for our audience.
Awesome.
And get them to think. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. It sounds like an interesting take. At least I'm excited about the time and space messing.
Yeah, very much.
It sounds very trippy.
The Scrooge, you know, is the same, but the ghosts and the other characters that he encounters are probably a little different to what you might expect.
Well, excellent. I look forward to hopefully maybe making it along myself as well. But this, thank you very much for joining us this morning and letting us know what's happening with your Christmas Carol play.
Not a problem.
And good luck scrooging it up.
Great. Thanks very much.
And that was Bobby Jean Henning talking about a festive rendition of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol with lots of messing with time and space and cool things happening at the King's Cross Theatre from the 12th to the 24th of this month. So 3 days from now, we'll be starting. You can find out more about Lies, Lies, and Propaganda's rendition on the King's Cross Theatre site.